Mama, welcome. Pull up a seat and join me in one of the most difficult conversations that we can possibly have. The loss of our children. United in this very uncomfortable motherhood as we come to understand what it means for our children to be swaddled in the stars when we want so badly for them to be in our arms. We're going to chat about grief, about joy, and about chasing rainbows, and I am honored to walk by your side. All right, welcome back. Today our podcast is being posted a little bit earlier than yesterday. Sorry about the late night chats. I appreciate those of you who have stuck around even with us skipping a day and the late night chats and the double episode, all sorts of fun and crazy. Thank you so much for joining me along for the ride. I love walking with you guys and I love taking a moment each day to chat with you and think about these things that we've been reflecting on and processing. This week we're talking about the theme of peace, and we've looked at that in different ways. I would love to hear from those of you who have been journeying along with us, whether it's in the inbox or on the Discord, wherever it could be, how this podcast has got you thinking. What activities have you maybe started doing over the Christmas countdown Advent season to reflect on your child and bring them into the experience? We talked about a really tangible one yesterday. If you haven't listened to that episode, go check that out. We talked about just food and how food can bring a lack of peace when we're stressed about what we're eating or what kind of things we have to make for Christmas or for other holidays, and just constantly having to think about what's our next meal and different things like that. Like, food is just on our brain so much, but it can also be a place for peace, right? We love food. We love enjoying it with family and friends. We love sharing it with others. And so we talked about a real tangible way to bring our little lost souls into the Christmas season through the gift of food and how much peace that can bring our hearts. Other forms of peace that I've been thinking about is Christmas music, which before Christmas and too far after Christmas can be not peaceful. There's plenty of songs in the Christmas season that are anything but peaceful. They're obnoxious, overwhelming. I hate having them stuck in my head, and I hate that the stores like start playing them in November. Not a fan. But when it's December, I have them on all the time, and they bring me a lot of peace and comfort and warm my heart, and I love just knowing that they're for this season. And that's it. I won't listen to them outside this season, but during the season, they're lovely. The song that really strikes my heart and gets me thinking about the theme of peace is Silent Night. And of course, there's a line in Silent Night, right? Sleep in heavenly peace. And of course, it's a spiritual sense. And as a woman who loves and values my faith, I do put Christ first in Christmas, and I know that these songs are very reflective of the true meaning of Christmas, why Christmas was started, and that sweet little baby Jesus many of us know and love. However, as a mom to a lost child, I can begin to see Christmas in a new way. Not that takes away from the true meaning of Christmas, but in a certain way enhances it to the extent of what I am able to offer the sweet Christ child, right? My child who sleeps daily in this heavenly peace. Last year, the word that was on my heart all Christmas season, all Advent season, was Silent Night. And just thinking about how silent that night is. And again, it has a very different meaning when you're reflecting on it in the prayer of Jesus and the glory and the beauty that came into his presence and how essentially the world stopped for a moment and took a breath out of love for the Savior of the world. But I had my own silent night in that I was really reflective on the fact that my baby wouldn't be crying, that I wouldn't be able to share the experiences. I would still have been pregnant last year, so it's maybe I was being a little out of turn or a little dramatic in where I was at, but it was where I was at, and I thought of it often. So now, as Casey is maturing in heaven and is older in my heart and my mind at the very least, I know this sleeping in heavenly peace is hard but beautiful. It brings me peace in knowing that my child doesn't have to suffer. I was not a mom who experienced giving birth, so Casey was never at the gestational age, as far as I'm aware, to feel pain. I don't think pain was formed in Casey just yet. I cannot remember the gestational age where babies can feel pain, but that was not my baby's experience, and I'm grateful for that, and I know that's not all of our stories. But as our child sleeps in heavenly peace, we can come to find ways that we too can enjoy this heavenly peace, this silent night, this stillness. And we get peace in knowing that our baby is safe, our baby is loved, and that our baby is not alone. While I can't hold Casey this year, Casey would be 9 or 10 months old now. And that's really hard because it wouldn't be a silent night. And most likely, the baby still wouldn't be sleeping in heavenly peace. It would probably still be late nights and early mornings and loudness and chaos. And I wish for that and I long for that. But this year, I can find peace in knowing that there is a silent night for my baby, and it's one that can bring me comfort, hopefully. As you reflect on your silent night this Christmas in light of your lost one, some of you still won't have silent nights, you have living children and you're like, I still don't get that grace. Find these moments of silence, these moments of stillness. Think about the Christmas music that we listen to for such a short time and yet really triggers our hearts and pulls out nostalgia from our childhood. What Christmas songs do you know and love? Which ones remind you of your baby? Maybe you're like, I'm not a silent night mama, but, you know, I like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because I imagine Santa bringing my baby some gifts, and I would be so excited to be Santa for my baby. And, you know, maybe think about ways that that experience happens. Maybe there's other songs that you think of that just bring you joy or comfort. Or maybe there's a song you know that little kids like that would annoy the crap out of you. My favorite secular Christmas song that I don't hear often enough, but it's so annoying and I love it so much. And I remember playing it when my nephew was still really little, and it was the first time I ever saw him dance, and the song was I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. And so we can have these memories with not only the peaceful songs but also the bubbly joyful songs. So in your journal, if you're journaling along with us, or in your thoughts and prayers, if you're just reflecting along with us, what song reminds you of your sweet child and why? The code word today is Christmas Carol. Ladies, I am so honored to be journeying with you, and I hope that today, throughout the day, you turn on some Christmas music, even if it annoys you and drives you nuts, and that you just make a space to be with your child and listen to those Christmas songs along with them. Find joy in knowing that you can share those moments, even if it's in a different way than how you had wanted, imagined, or planned. You are so strong, Mama, and I look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow. Mm-hmm.